Das ist Ihre Millionenchance. Jetzt im Lotto-Jackpot. 37 Millionen Euro. 37 Millionen Euro.
Lotto Bayern. Nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Chance auf den Höchstgewinn 1 zu 140 Millionen. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Welcome to Calming Anxiety. Hopefully, I am now live again. But we shall see. I'm just got to do all my checks. I do believe I'm back up and the camera's working. If you were here earlier, my massive apologies for some reason. I don't know. I think as the show, as the brand grows, I'll be able to employ someone to do these bits for me. But I'm just going to check everything's up and running. It looks like it is. So, welcome to the weekend weekly newsletter live read. I'm your host, Martin. Not the most professional of YouTubers. But I'm spending more time doing it. So, for those of you who've recently subscribed to the show, from April, more video content. The shows are coming back on. The daily 10 minutes of guided meditation will be back. I'm not going to be using the Google Music upload from the podcast because they're getting rid of that. I've spoken about it before. I'll go back to the old ways of just doing them specifically for YouTube. I'm committing to one new book every fortnight. So there's an audio book, mainly for those of you with insomnia who want to get to sleep. This was slightly delayed today. There's a bug going around where I live, North Devon, and I came down with it. Excuse me. For those of you who are listening, maybe I shouldn't have a shaker in my drink. So this week's newsletter, even more changes there. Always take the positives. My printer's not working. I can't attach it to my new Wi-Fi, but the new Wi-Fi, it's the small things in life, isn't it? It's super fast. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm getting over 1 gig. I'm a happy bunny. It's actually amazing. So we're going into spring. It's been a week of ups and downs here. We all woke up in North Devon, well, in the town I am, in England, on Thursday morning to a blanket of snow. It was beautiful. And I wake early so that I can record some shows, go to the gym and be home, then walk my dog. I put the drone up and I took what I think was a lovely photo. The sun was just kissing the horizon, hadn't even properly risen. And it was wonderful. Absolutely just a touching moment of just mindfulness, which is what we do here. Yesterday was warm, but then showers. And today, a beautiful trail run with my dog, Bess. If you're on Instagram, if you follow me there, there's a brief video. And for the first time this year, I did some running through the stream. Yeah, it's a bit weird, but there's nothing quite so grounding as walking through cold water. But that's by the by. Let's get on with the show. Don't forget, please leave an affirmation you'd like within the show notes. Or if you watch here on YouTube, leave a comment what you'd like me to record for you. I always try my best to get round to them. If they don't quite fit, I might do a bit of artistic license. But wow, just a beautiful week for me. And I thought I'd like to share that and so much more coming up for Calming Anxiety. If you're into podcasting and you're in London, end of May, I'm at the podcast show in London, and I've been invited to speak and present at the Hypnosis Conference later this year as well. So lots of engagements, lots of growth, and lots of chances to interact with other healthcare professionals so that I can offer you more. So this week's newsletter, Embracing Change, Spring's Lessons in Open-Mindedness. Here we go. Welcome back to the Calming Anxiety Podcast. This week, as the days grow longer and a gentle warmth whispers of new beginnings, we turn our mindful gaze towards the changing seasons. Winter's frosted grip loosens, and nature bursts forth in a vibrant display of renewal. This seasonal shift offers a powerful metaphor for our own lives, reminding us of the constant dance of change and the importance of embracing it with open minds and hearts. Change can be a source of anxiety. The familiar routine, the comfort and predictability can feel safer than venturing into the unknown. Yet, as the natural world demonstrates, change is not something to be feared, but a force to be appreciated. Spring awakens the earth from slumber, pushing vibrant life through the soil. It reminds us that growth and transformation are inevitable and often lead to beauty and abundance. Mindfulness and open mindfulness, embracing the flow. Mindfulness practice, a cornerstone of our podcast, provides the perfect lens to view change with open-mindedness. By cultivating present moment awareness, we can step outside the anxieties of what-ifs and future uncertainties. We can observe the world around us with curiosity, noticing the subtle shifts in nature and appreciating the beauty each season brings. Three tips for staying open-minded and enjoying change. 1. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus towards what you appreciate about the changing season. Notice the longer daylight, the warmth on your skin, the symphony of birdsong. Gratitude fosters a sense of acceptance and allows you to greet change with a positive outlook. 2. Embrace curiosity. Approach new experiences with the spirit of a child exploring the world for the first time. Ask questions, seek out new information, and challenge your own assumptions. Curiosity opens the door to fresh perspectives and ignites the joy of discovery. 3. Focus on the present moment. Anxiety often stems from dwelling on the past or fearing the future. Mindfulness practice encourages you to anchor yourself in the present moment. By focusing on the sights, sounds, and sensations of the current season, you can appreciate the beauty of change that unfolds. Excuse me, I thought someone was writing, but they're not. Meditation for embracing change. Take a few moments to settle into a comfortable seated position. Close your eyes gently and soften your gaze if you prefer. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling slowly and completely exhaling with a soft sigh. Bring your awareness to the sounds around you. Notice the chirping of the birds, the rustling of leaves, or any other sounds that fill your space. Now, shift your focus to your body. How does it feel against the chair, the ground, or wherever you're seated? Is there any sensation? Simply observe. Imagine yourself surrounded by the beauty of spring. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Smell the sweet fragrance of blossoming flowers. Notice the vibrant colors and the new life that bursts forth from the earth. Imagine. Let this image of change and renewal fill you with a sense of peace and acceptance. Recognize that change is an inherent part of life, just like the changing seasons. It's a constant flow, offering opportunities for growth and transformation. Each season, just embrace them all. And now, I've lost exactly where I was. The joy of being me. Here we are. Stay in this space of mindful awareness for as long as it feels comfortable. When you're ready, gently wiggle your fingers and toes and take a deep breath to reawaken your senses. Carry this sense of open-mindedness and appreciation for the change throughout your day. Remember, change, like springtime, brings new beginnings and exciting possibilities. By embracing it with a mindful and open mind, you can navigate life's transitions with greater ease and find joy in the ever-evolving landscape of our world. Have a beautiful week, smile often, and as always, in every thought, word, and action, be kind. So that's this week's newsletter. You can sign up for it, although I can't remember how to tell you how to do that. So you could always leave a note, leave a message in the show notes, or email me calminganxiety@martinhewlett.uk. possibly YouTube's least professional YouTuber, but when it comes to mindfulness, regrowth, setting yourself free from the negativity, the angst, the pain of life, I kind of nailed that one. I used to be a very angry, reactionary person. Hello, Sarah. You. And through meditation, mindfulness, and an awful lot of self-development and work, I became me. I became the person I always wanted to. We can change. I've seen this in paramedic patients that I used to have, and I've spoken about one carefully who I had saved on numerous occasions from drug overdoses, alcoholic, heroin addict. And then I bumped into her once when I was doing a social job for an elderly chap, and she was a carer. I sort of recognised her but couldn't quite picture it. And I asked, I said, how do I know you? And she simply said, I probably was a patient of yours. And then it struck me. And I just asked, how did you quit heroin and alcohol, and still more importantly, live in the same area, still with the same social circle? And she just said she woke up one day and said one simple word: enough. And if she can do it, if she can take back control over two horrendous addictions, then surely we can take back control over the dark thoughts in our minds, over the negativity that has held us back, over the negative comments, the words and actions of those around us. Build a greater resilience over who we are, to look in the mirror and truly love who we see. Now, I'm getting old. In fact, I am 30-ish days away from turning very old. It's a big one with a zero on the end. And I've never been more in harmony, in peace, in love with who I am, and accepting of my flaws and the things I've done right. So practice mindfulness and meditation daily. Live your best life. Take back complete control over who you are and truly set yourself free. So, my wonderful friends, thank you for following. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy Easter if it's your time to celebrate. Enjoy the chocolate if that's your thing. I'm only jealous because I live a strict diet, although I have come off it for the weekend. Oh dear, I admitted it. Take care, my friends. I've got work to do. I've got more shows to record. And I've got a beautiful dog to love. I've had her almost a year. But as I say, watch the video. Come over on Instagram. Follow me there. There's more updates of that. Take care. God bless. Happy Easter. And I'll see you next week. Goodbye.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Unsere Krankenhäuser sind immer für uns da, Tag und Nacht, in ganz Deutschland. Sie möchten mehr zur neuen Krankenhausreform wissen? Dann sind Sie hier richtig. Krankenhaus-mit-zukunft.de. Eine Information des Bundesministeriums für Gesundheit.